The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. Many a fine ship has gone aground on the Coniston Rock over the years, or even centuries. And today we go back to Wednesday, July the 2nd, 1930. This was when the steam packet company's 1,240-ton passenger and cargo vessel Mona was heading into Douglas Harbour in dense fog in the early hours of the morning and ploughed, bows first, onto Coniston, on the north side of the Tower of Refuge. It was just after high water, and the falling tide left her stuck there for the next 25 hours. This was a period of intense activity. There were only 11 passengers on board, and they were taken off within 15 minutes, a gangway being run out from the main deck to a smaller cargo ship which had been sent to the scene. Mail and newspapers were also removed, along with some of the large amount of cargo on board. This included a van loaded with exotic birds and animals destined for a circus to be opened in Douglas, a racehorse, and 6 motor cars. The Mona could not be seen from the shore at first, because it had happened at 5 a.m. in impenetrable fog. It was an assistant harbour master, Mr. W.H. Moore, who launched the salvage work. When the fog cleared away, Mona's situation was clear. She was completely high and dry, 20 yards from the Tower of Refuge. And this brought thousands of sightseers onto the Victoria Pier. Later in the day, the tide turned and the salvage work started. 3 vessels, including a Glasgow tug, the Strongbow, which happened to be in the harbour at the time, were linked to the Mona by steel hawsers, but they could achieve nothing, largely because the high tide was 17 inches lower than the high tide on which the Mona had gone aground. Meanwhile, the passengers, safely on shore, were telling the newspapers that there had been no alarm on board. All they remembered was a heavy bump and then a loud grinding noise. For the newspapers, it was also a huge photo opportunity. They carried dramatic front-page images of the Mona sitting out on Coniston, apparently immovable. These can be seen in the newspaper archives in the Manx Museum. Every picture really told a story. The next day, there was a little more water at high tide, and now 4 vessels, including the Strongbow, were mobilised for the towing effort. For minutes on end, it seemed that their efforts were achieving nothing. But suddenly, there was an at first almost imperceptible movement on the part of the Mona. Within 3 minutes, she was seen to be moving freely. And with the skilful seamanship of the crewmen on board her and all the rescue ships, she was manoeuvred safely alongside the battery pier. Assistant Harbour Master Moore, the man who had acted first when the Mona went aground in the first place, played his part in the operation. It was now possible to unload the rest of the cargo. This included the van full of animals destined for a circus due to open in Douglas. Word of this vehicle and its destination had spread ashore like wildfire, and there were rumours going round the town that wild animals like lions and tigers had managed to swim ashore and were prowling the streets of Douglas hungrily in search of prey. In fact, the van's contents turned out to include some monkeys and an ostrich. You must admit the latter would have caused some excitement ashore. As for the Mona, she had suffered remarkably little damage, and after a check-up she was soon back in full-time service. Meanwhile, the Coniston Rock is still out there, today, implacable as ever, with yet another victim on its grim record.